Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And I would sing a song for you, but that would probably terrify you, so I'm not going to do that. But I will ask you, hey, give me a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Social networking. You can always get at us. If you want to join the Smooth Drama group on Facebook, ask to get in myself or Mr. J, a.k.a. Mr. Lavender, a.k.a. Blueberry Muffin. Yeah, I said it. Blueberry Muffin. We'll add you to the group. When he's not in Facebook jail. I didn't even know that was a thing till Brown Sugar was in Facebook jail also. I was like, I didn't know that there was such a thing as social media jail. That's amazing. Anyway, anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us. You can add us and follow us wherever. We'll add and follow you. We can talk to taste, this, that, sneakers to hats, baseball bats, whatever you want to talk about. We're open. You want to talk live during the show? We're in the chat room, smoothdrama.com. You can jump into the chat room where you can speak anonymously to me, myself, and I. Brown Sugar, and her many aliases, and all the other Smooth Drama listeners that like to come through and be anonymous and speak their piece. You can be one of them. I encourage you to be one of them, because the apocalypse is here, and it's almost over. That's what they say. And so if the apocalypse is almost over, what the hell we gonna do, y'all? I mean, if we're not talking about the more flabbergasting, more scrumptious or apocalypse, are we gonna go back to talking about regular stuff that's crazy that happens in Florida, even though we were talking about that before the apocalypse came? So yeah, that might be the lick. That might be what happened. I don't know. I don't know what normal is going to look like. Normal is going to be interesting. I mean, I've started to ramp up. I was at the gym. I've been getting up shots. I've been walking, riding my bike. I'm trying to be normal. Even though I still don't know what the hell normal is, I guess we'll just figure it out as we go. As I'm rubbing some French lavender lotion on my boo-boo. It's like I think I scratched myself accidentally at work, and now I'm feeling like I got a boo-boo, so I'm rubbing this lotion on it. I'm like, man, this is French lavender. It's kind of cool. And so I'm rubbing myself on the air. Don't judge me. All right? Don't judge me. Speaking of judging me, well, people being judged, airline passengers may be required to step on the scale at the airport and share how much they weigh before boarding a flight. According to a new report, they're saying that data airlines use to measure passenger weight to ensure safety on board planes may be outdated as the obesity rate in the United States increases. Now they're looking at having to update the average passenger weight. So under the new requirements, the airline would be mandated to take surveys to set standard average passenger weights for the crew members, baggage, and passengers through what they call random sampling and call on passengers to participate. Now, this right here is worth every penny, right? Because I want to see how many folks, especially you ladies, are going to volunteer. Because they said that if you randomly pick somebody and they say no, you just move on to the next person. I just want to see it. I just want to see it happen. See, I know if Brown Sugar was here, she's like, why you want to see that happen? Because I think it would be hilarious. But excuse me, ma'am. We're doing a weight survey so we can get the average passenger weight. And we were wondering if you would like to be weighed as part of our survey. Oh, my goodness. Because I'm going to guess how they randomly pick people. It's how they randomly profile folks. That doesn't happen, allegedly, here in America, except for it's happened pretty much since the onset of the American Republic, as we know it. But yeah, randomly picking people out. So if you got that extra junk in your trunk, or as Hammer famously said it when he was in his, I don't know what you call them, when men have small underwear on, pumps in the bump. Remember when Hammer was liking the girls with the pumps, with the bump? You got that extra bump, whether it be up top or on the bottom or everywhere. You may or may not be randomly called. I just, like I said, I just want to see it. That's all. I just want to see it. It would make my day. It really would. It would just make my day. I wouldn't even need nothing else. My whole day, you just see somebody just get pulled. Excuse me, ma'am. You want to, excuse me, sir. Hell no, nah, bitches. What I look like? Are you going to give me a first class seat? Nope. Are you going to give me some extra peanuts or some extra soda? Can I get a drink ticket or something? Nope. So we already know how this ends, right? We already know how this ends. They're gonna have to bribe folks just to make them even consider weighing themselves. I just want to see it. That's all. I just want to see it. Public service announcement. Let me get my public service announcements out the way real quick. First, Bay Area public service announcement. City of San Jose plans to levy $10,000 fines against people turning the city into a dumping ground, a.k.a. all the people who, in the middle of the night, when everybody was huddled inside, sheltering in place. Remember when everybody was in fear? Guarding the closet where they stuffed all the toilet paper. You was in fear that somebody was going to bust in at any moment and try to take a pack. Mama had you up all night, had the oldest, like, hey, you got watch duty on the toilet paper tonight. So, anyway, San Jose, for those people who've been dumping stuff. And we've seen it everywhere, right? You're just like driving, and you'll just see a bunch of junk somewhere. I mean, I've seen that stuff everywhere. So there was, I don't think there were too many cities that were immune to that. But yeah, that happened, and it was crazy, because you had just trash everywhere. So San Jose is going to fine you $10,000. So if you're predisposed to trying to do that still, don't. Because you might get got. And speaking of getting got, in San Francisco, Bernal Heights, Portola neighborhood, apparently there's been a mountain lion sighting. So if you're one of them people who out there celebrating, you know, cooling the gang, celebration time, come on. You out there getting it, you getting drunk, whatnot, you out there, it's back to normal. You might get eaten if you're in Frisco. Apparently, there's a mountain lion. And where there's one, there's probably another. They already had one out there in Pacifica. So the mountain lions, they've kind of reasserting themselves into society here. So if you're out there, you're out at night, yeah, watch yourself, because you can get got. You can definitely get got. So please be careful out there, Bay Area residents. Speaking of being careful and taking care of yourself, so, yeah, we talk about you get a certain age, and especially when we talk about the apocalypse, the pandemic, it's been happening, and how there's been a premium on being healthy and taking care of yourself. Well, the oldest man in Australia, 111 years old. He has a secret to living longer than 111 years. You want to hear it? Are you interested? Anybody interested? Okay, here we go. Apparently, Dexter Kruger, He told people in the interview at his nursing home that there was a delicacy that contributed to his longevity. What was the delicacy? Chicken brains. And I'm going to use his word. Chicken brains. You know, chickens have a head. And in there, there's a brain. And they are delicious little things. Kruger said, there's only one little bite. So, some people take vitamins. Some people exercise. Some people eat brains. Chicken brain. It's only one bite. So, yeah. You want to live to be 111, get some of that chicken brain protein. One bite, it's the one hitter quitter. All the folks volunteering to get some brain. But that's like the slang, right? People say, hey, give me some brain. No, that's the rapper. Yeah, because she gave me some brain. It's, yeah. This is another level of getting brain. Chicken brain. Oh, man. And so they have those shows on TV where people eat strange stuff, unusual stuff. And as far as chicken brain goes, I'm guessing we've all already had brain. Because if you had a hot dog or you had bologna, I'm guessing there's some brain up in there. The zombie apocalypse ain't have nothing on bologna and hot dog. More brains. Give me them brains. Because basically, bologna and hot dogs are whatever's left of the animal that isn't used for like regular meat. I mean, y'all do know this, right? So I'm gonna guess that we've all already eaten a little brain. Hey, I knew people who had brain all the time. Like crawfish broil, a lot of people suck the heads. So some of you have that outdated view. When you hear suck the heads, you're thinking one way. And yeah, that exists, but yeah, no, sucking the brains, that's a crawfish thing. I seen it happen. I knew people who sucked several crawfish brains. It was on the regular. It was on the week. They have some brain sucking mother. They was getting it in. I was just watching in amazement, like, But yeah, you want to live long? Apparently, chicken brain. I'll let y'all marinate on that. And maybe you just eat brain in particular. Brain might be what it is. I don't know, but I know I do need to go on break. This is J. Cole, My Life.
Yeah. No matter how long it takes you. Filing up, just like a rich nigga's staircase. No fly zone, please stay the fuck out my airspace. Niggas say things behind back, but they wouldn't dare say. Know it's a sight when I see you, I'm working in Squarespace.
Yeah, top of the morning, I know that you thought I was dormant. Woke up early from shots that was swarming, a block from the outside, a couch in the orbit. Cause somebody got popped, now they knocking on doors, trying to find an informant. But I ain't seen Nathan, I'm minding my business, it's got as my witness. A weapon gon' prosper, that's forming against me. Nigga, I'm starving immensely. Know when I'm done with these songs, you won't miss me. John Moran, I'm on my grizzly. You niggas just cubs, but no, not the ones in the big leagues. After the fall of a promise, I'm coming and selling out Wrigley's. Nigga, I'm just a product of poverty, full of narcotics to profit off quickly. My family tree got a history of users that struggle with demons, not really the hustler instinct. Therefore, often my pockets was empty. So while some of my partner was serving up racks on the corners of Project Assembly, me, I was starting to envy. Wanna be on the top where it's plenty. Wanna be in the spotlight where every bitch want me, like Rihanna dropping new 50. When I see in the sky, the villains of silicon reach up too high, but gently. Nah. I can't reach up too high evidently. Never seen no one driving a Bentley. I can't be out here mopping up Wendy.
My life is all I have. My problems, my pain, my past. And I didn't make it out, the struggle don't judge me. What you're saying now won't budge me. Cause where I come from, I'm so often. People you grow with laying in a coffin. But I done made it through the pain and strife. Is my
color,
my world, my life, my life.
Hey, what? The stuff that I seen got me traumatized. I let the K go and Johnny die. Swinging them motherfuckers side to side. You don't participate in with that squash shit. All we believe in is homicide. I got a good heart, so I send teddy bears every time we make their mama cry. I pray that my path ain't ahead of me soon. When I'm in love, I love heaven on God. If you betray me, you dead in between. I disrespect you respectfully, baby. I got some problems who left this earth. Maybe the pain made it better on God. Just know that they keep us in check with on God. I feel like the streets is in debt with me, though. I gave my heart away to all the dog hoes, cause that's what it set in between. I blame my pop for that shit, cause if he didn't fail, he could have corrected me soon. Give all the props to my mama, cause no matter what, she always protecting on God. I promise you, it ain't no checking on God. Jump in the water, get wet with me, though. You want my money, I wanna have sex with me. Can't let the ox or the law get the best of me. I get the answer and you get the test of me. I see chicken, you niggas expressing me. Planted a seed, but it ain't a sesame. Can't let you niggas or bitches grow next to me.
My life is all I have. My rhymes, my pen, my past. And I done made it out, the struggle don't judge me. What you saying now won't budge me. Cause where I come from, I'm so often. People you grow with laying in a coffin. But I done made it through the pain and strife. It's my time around my world, my life, my life.
Together you got to move. Drummer. Smooth Drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was J. Cole, My Life. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. Speaking about show life, my life, her life, their life, them life, every pronoun's life. We pronouncing it up. Lil Yachty got nail polish for men and for women. He says, guys, his new nail paint brand is for y'all. Yeah. He's like, you know what? Want the fellas out there to know, it's okay if you want to wear nail polish. You got that whole new line. It's gender fluid. He's diving into his, Lil Yachty's diving into his cosmetic game. And it's a brand called Creek. Now, Crete. I could say I'm at a loss for words, right? But I'm not. Now, coincidentally, Crete is a Greek province or an island. It's the largest island in the world and the fifth largest island in the Mediterranean Sea after Sicily. One of the Greek islands. Why am I talking about Greek islands and unisex nail paint brands? Maybe it's symbolic like that because the Greeks were very gender fluid. They flowed fluid like Alaskan pipelines. They were so fluid. So, is it really a coincidence that the place where pederasty began? For those of you who don't know, pederasty was the Greek belief that, and I've spoken on this before, but it was the Greek philosophy where they like older men like younger men. The whole society, gymnasium, apprentice, all of these were pederastic terms, which of course we use now. One of the ped etymology, pedophile, comes from that. It has an origin in that. So the Greeks, long story short, believed in harmonious nude natures between men. And young men were required to carry a small pouch of oil just in case the stalker, that word is Greek also, the stalker pushed up on them and they just felt like, well, I've got my flask. I guess I need to use it. So yeah, Crete. Little Yachty, his nail paint brand called Crete, based off the Greek islands, where the first gender fluid practices, recorded gender fluid practices. They were very, 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 very fluid. Fluidity was their thing. If fluidity was a term back then, they probably all would have had that tattooed on their cheeks. Fluidity. Yeah. So Lil Yachty says, y'all should stop with that toxic masculinity and intolerance. And it's shame boys and men who rock nail polish. Damn it. You need to stop it. So, for all you ladies out there with your toxic femininity talking about, hey, you can't be wearing nail polish. Not that I'm talking about my co-host, who believes heartily in nail polish and would endorse all men wearing nail polish. I can't do it. All right. So, oh my goodness. Gender fluid, nail polish. Y'all creep. I can't make it up. Cannot make it up. It's out there, y'all, if you're interested. I'm gonna stick to my normal clip and clip and sand routine. I use a sandblaster to do my nails. So you hear some noise. You're in the Bay Area. You hear an extremely loud noise. It's probably me doing my nails. Takes a lot. Self-determination. I'm into that. All right. So y'all be on the lookout for it. Apparently, it's a thing. It's not my thing, but it's a thing. Sort of like iPhones. Apparently, and this should make all my iPhone users very, very happy. Your iPhone is taking invisible pictures of you. Infrared images at that. And apparently there was a video showing a mobile device snapping infrared images of an iPhone. Yeah. It's a digital camera using the infrared lens is seen filming an iPhone user observing their home screen. As the iPhone user st- stares blatantly at the device. The digital camera captures the iPhone snapping multiple infrared images every 5 to 10 seconds. Now, we have an expectation of no privacy, right? I mean, we've all heard the urban legend about your TV or your cable box with the infrared, that there's somebody looking on the other side. And for me, I would just genuinely hope that I put on a good show. So I've stared at my phone, even though I don't have an iPhone. I'm gonna guess that my Android probably gets some infrared action also. I'm just gonna call it infrared action. That sounds kind of hot, actually. Like that might be my new line, right? So he's like, hey, check it out. You wanna get some of that infrared action? What's infrared action? Oh, that's where we just stand naked in front of our, or your iPhone, and your iPhone will take like 5 to 10 pictures of us without us even knowing. Be kind of hot, right? That's what that is, right? It's like, now you can use it. It'll be, what, you want to say foreplay? You want to say role playing, all that. Because you can play infrared detective. I need to check you out. See if you got some excess infrared rays on you. Never know. Might get you in trouble. Yeah, I'm already there. I'm like, yeah. But, yeah. There's nothing that can be done about it, right? Maybe it's a software glitch. Nobody was supposed to catch that, hey, your phone is taking invisible images of you every 5 to 10 seconds. And so, while y'all may or may not panic, depending on what kind of exhibitionist you are, Apple says there's no need. According to Apple, this feature was first debuted as the iPhone X most groundbreaking function. Yeah. So it says that this is just an aspect of the iPhone. It allows users to control their face ID and Animoji, which is the animated emoji function. They call this feature the new True Depth IR camera. Yeah, it's the Flood Illuminator infrared camera and infrared emitter. So guess what? You are actually meant to be taking pictures of yourself without knowing it. That's what's hot in the street. Taking pictures, bucket naked, fully clothed, halfway clothed, whichever way you want to get it. You done already got it. Yeah. That's kind of funny, right? I know some people, that ain't funny. That shit is not funny. How is my phone taking my picture, which is a feature of the phone, by the way? Anonymous pictures that go where? Ha-ha! Anonymous pictures that go where? See, so, for example, you got a lot of people who think, yeah, you know what? I don't take pictures. I don't take no pictures. I don't do none of that stuff. Even though we've reported that there's software that takes pictures from your social media and puts it on the web There's even an AI software that takes those pictures from social media and puts your head on a naked body. So I talked about that. So there's that. And now you can say maybe this is a part of that software glitch also, where it just takes multiple pictures of you, posting on the internet somewhere else. And yeah, identifies you. And everywhere you go, you will be known. Yeah, I thought it was one of the greatest things ever. Kinda awesome. I mean, this is where the rubber hits the road. Where the road hits the rubber. And you got intimate pictures of yourself out there that you don't know nothing about. And I'm like, you know, if we're going to have that, you might as well be in control of it. But maybe, just maybe, your iPhone is the exception to the rule. Even though they say this is the feature, maybe your iPhone is the exception to the rule. And it's not you. It's not you. Reading the chat, that's kind of funny. It's not you. It's somebody else's iPhone. Somebody else's Android. You've been safe this whole time. Your phone has never taken multiple pictures of you without you knowing it. It just hasn't happened. Listen to the good people over at Apple. It's part of the basic features. But it's not happening the way it's all innocent. Your phone taking pictures of you, that's all innocent. That's always taking. Like, man. My phone taking pictures of me. That's all I say. I just like to put on a good show. I have, maybe this is a byproduct of the apocalypse. I have embraced my inner asshole. That doesn't sound right. So, I've embraced the apocalypse. I'll say that. Instead of embracing my inner asshole. It's weird. So I've embraced the apocalypse. What do I mean when I say I've embraced the apocalypse? Well, basically, when I get calls now, like I'm driving, I don't know this number. You're going to hear my music. And from time to time, I'm going to sing. I've talked about it. And so I've actualized it. And I thought, and this wasn't, I might do a video, a montage of me torturing telemarketers, anybody who is doing that bullshit calling of my phone. I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to bust it out. I'm going to be crazy wild with it. I'm going to do a video. Do y'all think that video will be worth it, right? Y'all let me know. Do you think that me doing video showing how I torture telemarketers, people trying to sell stuff to me or trying to scam me, right? Like, hey, I'm with the Social Security Administration. Hey, I'm with the Jolly Ranchers Patrol Society. Hey, this is Dr. Seuss. And I have a special offer for you. You know how they do. They just, and they offer free money or something, or they say, hey, you can get a happy ending on your massage. I don't know what they say to older folks that gets older people to say, you know what? That sounds like a good idea. I'm going to send you my bank account, and you're going to hook me up. That's generally how it goes, right? You scam old folks because you prey on old folks' greed. Like, they've been on Earth a long time, so they got that supreme universal greed, and you can just get them. So I've embraced that. That's my part of embracing the apocalypse. Just like T.I. and Tiny, and a lot of the other cases of alleged sexual abuse, which just turns out people that have threesome with, you know, apparently T.I. and Tiny have swinger tendency. They're swinger adjacent. We'll say that. Right next door to swinging. They're not swingers. They just swing that way. That's all. You just do everything swingers do. You just don't say you're a swinger. So, apparently, that's what they do. They've had a reputation of working it out, sweating out perm, allegedly. So, now, of course, they have the allegations, which we've talked about, but it did make me think, are people gonna stop having sexual encounters, rich people gonna stop having sexual encounters in the United States? And if you want to get with somebody rich and famous and quote unquote powerful, you have to leave the United States to get it. Interesting thoughts. While y'all thinking about that, I'm gonna go and bust out the Tribe Called Quest. Keep it rolling.
Hey, yo, swing, swing, swing. Chop, chop, chop. Yo, that's the sound when MCs get mocked. So come around town without the hip in your hop. When the shit hits the fan, that ass will get dropped. MCs wanna attack me, but them punks can't go. I have to mess without a job. I got you from the muscle. So money, watch your mouth. I'm a half the busher. Battling MCs from JFK to Russia. Back down to London, Sweden and Brazil. Do a U.S. tour for 3 months and then I kill. South be fat like Jackie Gleason. The rest of love Barney. I love you, you love me. The 45 song is your favorite MC. To move back yourself, check, you know the element. The top is good for your health like a can of nutriment. MCs don't have no wind, MCs don't have no wind. I'm simply ready and I bustle full of every shit. Your crew don't want it and your crew don't want it. But if you feel you can bring it, the money please bring it. Lots of dressing in the house, you know how we do. I take on your crew like Mario Lemieux.
The avid seeker from the moon. Thanks for your support, ayo, I'll be home soon. But the only thing I have when I return from my task is a whole bunch of heat and a flask full of ass. My fist stands firm because I'm black and solid. steady. Still stuff the hole like tackle or I mean putty. Really open bridge like this, clean up a cruddy. Extra key hook to beat and get the feel for the ugly. Check it out, my conception is immaculate. A bachelor, looking for a bachelorette. Back to you, MC. This is what you're gonna get, a first degree bird from my man Ken's cigarette. I hope you like all girls, or you know we girl all like Denver. The beat feels like a never ender. But all things good much, so I won't sweat it. Dr. C, so for you, for who I hope to get it. As I stand, grip this mic inside my hand. Boy, I back you up like I was your old friend. So respect yourself, son, and come and give me love. Once again, the ab is who you think of. So chill with the beat, money, we gotta get it.
Extra PAO tip, I'm about to set it on a punchy once again, here to win. I'm uptown chillin', taking in this grandmaster big blend from the project, the PJ, fucking two DJs, self-mission. I had her in the ill position, seeing large, you can tell brother that I like the effort.
Yeah,
now check the message as I proceed with what you need like I can help you. A whip look complete when the tires make my belly funk monk. Fuck out what fell off, now he's a junkie. There's 8 million stories in the city, it's a pity. Don't fuck with these kids if she's trying to act shitty. Big shout to the Google, Fimo and Doodle Nation. We're on a vacation in the ghetto. Your ride, slow your roll, I'm about to bag the kids. Metal rapper, now it's gonna pop it. Seems we're gonna rock it. By the album when I drop it.
Together you got to move. Drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Tribe Called Quest. Keep it rolling. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, we talk about what people do, what they don't do. So, we were talking about he, him, they, you. What are you? Who are you? Where are you? How are you? What is your pronoun? Do you know what your pronouns are? Since that's the thing. Everything is a thing. It's like everything is a thing. Like your pronouns are a thing. People actually, they pay attention to the pronouns. I'm like, we can just go by names. What's your name? I didn't know I needed the pronoun. It's almost like, for people like me, I don't have a middle name. So, to make folks feel good, would I adopt a pronoun as a middle name? I don't know. Curiosity. Because there was a transgender bill that was passed in Tennessee. Governor Bill Lee signs the transgender bathroom bill into law. So, they passed it. But there's someone who argues the bill promotes equality in spite of the fact it restricts trans people from using facilities that align with their gender identity. Now, the weird thing is, you're using the bathroom aligned with your gender identity. I'm kind of confused just by that statement. So I'm like, my gender identity, I guess we're going to have folks doing penis checks now? I mean, it's a new job now. Penis check, vagina check at the door. You have a bodyguard, every school, every every public place. They're about to help the economy. There's a new job. Transgender junk watching. Or I'm trying to think what would be a proper term for this. Transgender junk associate. Transgender bathroom attendant, or just say you're a bathroom attendant. What do bathroom attendants do? I make sure people who have junk in their trunk or have junk in their front are going to the right bathroom. Now, I've been overseas. And I mean, I've been here in America. Women come into men's bathroom all the time. There have been several instances where women have been in the men's bathroom. It's not that big a deal. I'm sorry. Unisex, see, the only reason why we can't have unisex bathrooms is because some of y'all just stupid. We know America's racist. So we can't have unisex bathrooms because America's racist. And somebody is just going to be like, well, she used the bathroom and that turned me on and I couldn't stop myself because the sight of her using the bathroom, or the thought of her using the bathroom with me, was too much. It sent me over the edge because I'm fucking rapey. I mean, I'm just saying. It sounded right. It came out right. So, yeah. The bill promotes equality in bathrooms. So, legislation takes effect July 1st. So if you're in Tennessee, be ready to pull your junk out at the door. Excuse me, sir, ma'am, I need to see what you're working with. That's what the bathroom attendant's going to do. Excuse me, ma'am, I am the bathroom attendant. I need to see what you're working with. Do you have a vagina? Or do you have a penis? Yes, I know you identify as a woman, but do you have a penis? Because if you have a penis, I can't allow you into the ladies' bathroom. Because you have a penis. So sorry. It's just crazy, man. I just want to see who are going to be top flight security individuals that work in the bathroom attendants. You know, there are some places like you had a club and you would have that guy in the club. He got cologne. He got towels, he got candy, he got all kinds of stuff. And he's sitting there, and it's like, you're just all uncomfortable. I'm like, I can wash my hands. Because it's like, it's that pressure, right? Look, here's a towel. I don't want no towel. I can get my own towel. I can wash my own hands. This ain't Coming to America Part 1. The royal penis is clean, your highness. No. I can do my own. I don't like that. But apparently, bathroom attendant is about to be a big-time job in America. Well, maybe they'll start it off in Tennessee. Show me your junk. I need to see your junk if you're going to get in and use the restroom. Show it. Yeah. Now that we've got that taken care of, we can go into Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
So, I don't know if people remember in Vallejo, there was the badge bending scandal where apparently police officers were bending their badges to mark the killings of civilians, aka black folks and Mexicans. Pretty much anybody who is not Caucasian. But they said the killings of civilians. The police called it a badge of honor and celebrated the death with backyard barbecues. Because, you know, nothing says I did my job right. I'm not having a barbecue. Gotta have that barbecue. The American way. So, anyway, apparently an ex-county, Sonoma County Sheriff, Robert Sheriff Rob Giordano, been hired to investigate the badge bending scandal. So, you're going to get an ex-cop, an ex-sheriff, to investigate crooked cops. Groundhog Day, right? Because we know what's going to not happen. But it's just funny nonetheless. Just going to get sheriff, the ex-sheriff, to investigate these individuals. So, what to do, how to do, where to do. Maybe there'll be a pronoun for that. Do we give the people who are bending and celebrating, barbecuing, killing innocent folks? Do we get a pronoun for that? Like, something like they bitch made or they punk ass bitches. I mean, it works for me, right? It works for me. Fraternal Order of Police, Purple Pill. Yeah, the Fraternal Order of Murdering Bastards. That's my thought. Yeah, they're the biggest gang. They're the biggest gang in the city. The police. Investigating the police. So we can see how that won't go wrong. And on that note, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. That was another Smooth Drama production. Thank you for listening. I hope to see you back again. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.